ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport, on your radio, ABC Sport Digital, and on the ABC Listen app.
The coach of the South Australian cricket team, he's also a former Australian quick and a weapon in Ashes cricket. There's no doubt about that. His name is Ryan Harris. He's one of our favourites on ABC Sport, and he joins us on Grandstand across the country. Ryan, appreciate your time.
No worries, of course. Nice to chat to you.
Split the results down in the Apple Isle with the team that we call the Redbacks. I know they've, as much as they've tried to move away from that moniker, but won the Shield game on the board there, dropped the one-day domestic game yesterday. How do you reflect on the week in the Apple Isle?
It's obviously a good week in terms of the Shield game. Not having a win to our name after, what was that, round four, was probably a little bit disappointing. Nice to obviously get the points down here. Yesterday probably didn't go to plan. It was quite a tough wicket. We were obviously on an out round yesterday down in Hobart. So wicket probably was a little bit tough early on. But we obviously got put into bat. So not a great result yesterday. But yeah, just nice to be on the board. Definitely in the Shield format. And we've been really mixed sort of this year, I guess. We've been really close in games and probably had, sessions here and there, even hours where we've sort of let ourselves down. That's probably cost us the game. So we've been close to nailing it. We just haven't quite been there.
What do you put the slow start down to in the Shield? If this was a footy team, we'd all be sitting here in the press saying, oh, it's a premiership hangover and everything else. What do you put it down to as the coach of the team?
I've been asked that a number of times. There's no real thing that's, that I've noticed. Obviously been racking my brain and with my coaches. We have had a different start than last year in terms of, we had some players, over in Australia, A duty. The depth that we had was also tested with a few injuries. So with the guys going up, we didn't have our normal probably senior players that were, waiting in line or next in line. A couple of those are injured as well. So, we've had a couple of little challenges there, here and there. But there's not actually one thing. As I said, we've actually played really good. We've trained really well. We've just had, as I said, sessions here and there where, we've lost a couple of wickets or we haven't been quite as good with the ball. So it's definitely, don't worry, it's in the back of my mind, the old premiership hangover. But I've been really happy with the way the guys have been training and the standards we've had. We've definitely not let our standards drop.
Ryan, as good as he's been for a little while at domestic level, there's probably a few Australians who are learning about Brendan Doggett for the very first time. Who is he as a cricketer and what will they see if he debuts in this Perth Test next Friday?
Yeah, look, Brendan's firstly, he's a great guy, he's a great character. He's one that we definitely miss when he's not around our group. He's got a lot of respect for the guys. He's a very popular member of our group. But look, he's a guy that he's worked bloody hard to get to this moment, I guess. Hopefully, he gets an opportunity now that Josh is gone. But I'll tell you, he'll give you 100%. He loves the team. He's a team first mentality. As I said, a great character. He'll fit in really well with the group. And then on the field, as I said, he's bowling. When you think about times or opportunities and timings, for Brendan, this is the time because he's got his body in a great position. He's bowling really, really well, and he's bowling fast and swinging the ball. So it's a really good time for him to step up and get that opportunity if he's called upon next Friday.
So just the scout on him, that moves the ball away from the right-hander back into the left-hander, is that fair?
Yeah, that's his main stock ball. And then obviously he's got the other skill to go across as well, potentially, if he needs to just push the ball across the lefties. So, he's learned a lot over the last couple of years, through talking to me and through talking to Stephen Crook. And I'm pretty sure he's still touched base with Andy Bickle here and there as well. So, he's just gotten better and better.
So I think five of the top seven for England are right-handers. Does that bode well then if he gets a start on a fast, bouncy Perth wicket?
Oh, definitely would help him. Yeah, no doubt about that. It puts him in a good position to be able to bowl his stock ball and bowl it fast. And as you say, the pace and bounce in Perth, I think, will be there. It has been there the last couple of years. It's definitely going to suit him.
You mentioned he's a popular member of the locker room. How will he go walking into that dressing room with the Australian cricket team? Is he a loud guy? Like, what kind of character is he going to be around the group?
Oh, he's not a loud guy, but he when he's gets an opportunity to talk, he'll talk, and he's quite a funny sort of guy, and he'll fit in well there. I mean, he's you know, it's not the first time he's been in there. He's been in the World Test Championship squad, so he knows a few of those guys quite well. So, you know, I just know he still looks at the opportunity to, you know, to be around Pat Cummins and Starkey and you know, the guys in that team that who he, you know, he's always looked up to as well. So the opportunity to be around them again, he's just going to learn more and more.
We love talking about ponies, players of national interest, which you would have heard a lot about throughout your life, Ryan. But Nathan McSweeney, obviously in the test side this time last year, he's batted at 3 throughout the early part of the Shield season. Now he's opening. Is he an opener now? Is that where he's going to continue to bat?
No, not in our team. He's basically done that because we had Alex and Travis come back. Okay. And the makeup of the team and we have to drop an opener to bring those two in. So there's no plan at the moment to push forward. We haven't had any instruction from the top, from George, George Bailey. And look, Nathan will bat where the team needs him. But the way I guess the team looks for next week, which we're finalising in the next couple of days, that he'll go back to number 3 and we'll bring Connor McInerney back in to at the top of the order. So probably a one-off for us just to fit everyone in and the way that we wanted to make up of that team.
Travis Head, his last 20 hits, he's got one score over 40, and that was, I know he's played a lot of white ball cricket during that time, so it's sort of hard to compare across formats, and you've only seen him obviously for a couple of hits down in Tassie, but is there anything to be concerned about? I mean, where are you seeing Travis's game from the time that you've spent with him?
He's definitely aware of that. I can tell you that he doesn't like failing, and you know, he has played a lot of white ball cricket. I'd love to have had him probably one more game of field cricket, but obviously the schedules didn't allow. But as I said, he's aware of that. He's been down here. He's worked with our batting coaches. I think he's one of the better ones going around. Stephen Stubbins down here. You know, he's spent a bit of time with him over the last sort of week. You know, just trying to finalise and work out a couple of things and, you know, to nut out a couple of things. And as Stephen said, he's hitting the ball really well and he's getting to really good positions. So Travis can flick the switch. He can go from, you know, not scoring many as he has done to, you know, to make 150 just like that. That's the way he works. So I know he stands up in big series. There's obviously a good challenge coming up against the potential pace of England. And he's already spoke about that in Hobart this week, that he's looking forward to that. So, no doubt that he's obviously... needs to get some runs, and I'll back him in to do that over the next couple of weeks.
I think I heard Ed Cowan on the ABC Cricket Podcast speak about the fact that he would have liked a lot of the Aussie players to maybe play an extra Shield game rather than some of those white ball games against India. Sounds like you think Travis Head and maybe some of the others would have been better served in their preparation by doing that.
Oh yeah, I mean, absolutely. I'll take any opportunity to get Alex and Travis back into our team. There's no doubt about that. I love having them around. So being brutally honest, it probably would have made more sense for him to play another game or two. But as is the scheduling this day and age, apologies for the noise in the background. as the scheduling is this day and age, when there's a gap in the calendar, we always say, the ICC or whoever it is to do the scheduling, try and fill it. And that's obviously what the Indian One Day Series was. Yeah, a bit strange coming into an Ashes summer and an opportunity with Shield Cricket to play a few more games. But there was a series put there that obviously makes a lot of money. So it is what it is, I guess. And the players know that. They know at this day and age because they play so much cricket.
Mm. You just let us know if they call out. We're paging Mr. Ryan Harris to board his flight back to Adelaide and we'll let you go.
I've got plenty of time.
They're nice and early. We like that. Jake Fraser-McGurk, I know he played in the one-day domestic match yesterday, but in terms of seeing him in red ball cricket, where is he at with his career?
Yeah, he's not far away at all, to be honest. And we're trying to work ways to get him in into our team, to be honest. I mean, he's probably not a top order batter. We tried him at the top a couple of years ago; it didn't quite work. And we sort of put him in that middle order, 4, probably 5 and 6, sort of area. But we've got, you know, two guys at the moment, Jake Lehman, who's scored a few runs, and Jason Sanger, who we've got there, who's had a more slowish start to the season, but still, you know, we need in that middle order. So Jake's been back and worked really hard in his game. You know, he went away over the winter and played a lot of white ball cricket and didn't have a lot of success. You know, he didn't probably have a lot of method behind what he was doing with his batting. And again, he's come back and worked with, he's got a batting coach in Melbourne he's worked with, and he's spent a lot of time Stephen Stubbings here in Adelaide in the winter. And he's hitting the ball really well. He's moving really well. You know, he's just not going out and trying to hit every ball for six. He's been a bit more I guess more patient around that as well. So he's not far away. He's making some. He's made 90-odd in the second 11 a couple of weeks ago. He got a good 100 in club cricket last week. So he's making good runs. And we just, as I said, we're trying to work out a way we can squeeze him into our Red Bull team. He definitely wants to play Red Bull cricket. He keeps telling me that. So we've got to try and keep him Red Bull cricket, because if it doesn't happen the next couple of years and he keeps going the way he's going in white ball cricket, then we might lose him to Red Bull.
Mm. Yeah, it's going to be one to watch. You played 12 of your 27 test matches in Ashes cricket, Rhino, which I just checked today. It was a lot of your test match cricket was in this great series. What are you expecting? Blank canvas with this question. What are you anticipating
for this series? I think it's going to be really close. It's a really good question. I think we'll win. I think there's a lot of talk about from England circles, I guess, that this being not the best Australian squad that they've come up against. But I sort of think the same with England. I don't think they've got their they haven't down proven in Australia. They haven't played well in Australia for a long time. They're just so unproven here. So I think it's going to be a close series, though. I think the bowling attacks are going to dominate. I think with the pace that we've got, we'll have Paddy come back. Obviously, Hazelwood will come back. Doggett in there with Stark. And then, Wood and Archer, will they play them in the same game? And there are other quicks around that who actually have got a bit of pace as well. I think the bowling attacks are going to dominate it. So the batting's going to have to be sharp and, on cue. With the amount of pace around. So I still think we'll win, but I think it'll be very close.
When we're talking about potential debutants for the Australian team, we're often talking about batsmen coming in. We're looking for the next opener. We're looking for another middle order player or whatever it turns out to be. And so that feels like every year there's the great Australian bat off. Who's going to get the next spot in the Australian team? And now through the injuries to Hazelwood and Cummins, we're all of a sudden seeing what the depth looks like in the fast bowling department. From your time as obviously coach of South Australia and the coaching pathway that you've done through Cricket Australia, do we have the depth there in the fast bowling ranks behind this Hall of Fame trio that have obviously held it down for such a long period?
The answer is, I think, yes. Top of my head, I'm trying to think who they are. But, we have. And there's no doubt there's going to be a bit of a gap there for a little while. I think, we've had, it's sort of like, hearing and reading things over the last couple of weeks is we should have been trying to blood other guys. When you've got a team that's playing well, you're not going to just leave guys out at the time, blood other guys to get them a game. It's not sort of the way it works in Test cricket. So we have got it. I think, when it comes to the quicks, we've still got Jai Richardson, who's coming back. We forget about him, who potentially can play a part in this series. You've got sort of him. You've got Lance Morris, who's obviously had back issues. He's still mid 20 or hot late 20s, and so you've got some pace there. Then you jump down. You probably jump down to the Callum Diddlers, Tom Strakers. All these guys have touched sort of first class cricket and done pretty well. There's definitely depth there in the bowling. The batting may be a little bit thin, but again, it's just trying to find and give opportunity. I think what Australia have done, the selectors have done really well over the last 2 years especially, brought back Australia A, and picking the next, I guess, best kid or best players to play against, the touring sides, and that gives them the opportunity to play against really good opposition. We've had a couple of tours, but one in the winter against Sri Lanka and Darwin, but another one against India A in India. So we're getting back to, when we're playing, instead of the old CA11 games, which they sort of took over the last few years, we're getting the next best and playing against, the next best, I guess, in other countries. And that's going to get them, enough experience and experience when it comes to their turn to play national cricket.
And just one last one, Ryan Harris, speaking of that and the fast bowling depth, Spencer Johnson, is he going to play Red Bull cricket? Is he going to be a potential test player at some stage?
Good question. we're trying. Every time we sort of got him to a certain point, he's broken, unfortunately. And he was going really, really nicely. And then obviously hurt his back. It's just coming off a stress fracture. He's still a couple of months away, I think. So, again, another one we talk about wanting to play Red Bull cricket. He's trying his hardest to get up. And he's had with this break he's had, he's made sure we've got a really good fitness plan around him and strength and trying to get him in the right place to when he does come back, he's going to be cherry ripe for hopefully Red Bull cricket. He's dying to play Red Bull cricket, there's no doubt. And, I think he's obviously looked ahead as well and seen where the Aussie bowling attack is, and probably Starkey, who's I think he's the oldest of that group, isn't he? So he's probably looked at that and go, if I get myself up and going, there might be an opportunity there in a couple of years. So, or in, not even that, 18 months. But he's been really disappointed with not being able to play, but he's been really good in rehabbing his back and getting fit and strong, and hopefully we see him. I'm not sure if we'll see him in the big bash, maybe the back end of it. If not, ideally, see him at the back end playing for South Australia this season.
Ryan, always appreciate your time. Whenever the Ashes roll around, it's a big time for you because that famous delivery against Alistair Cook swung back in, hit the seam, decked away, clipped the top of off. It gets a lot of replays this time of year. We appreciate your time.
No worries. Don't worry. I'll show the boys that a lot. I'm in a team meeting. So, no, I appreciate the chat. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, he's one of the greats, Ryan Harris, with us on Grandstand. He's a straight shooter, isn't he?
Yeah. He doesn't... did he go to the coaching press conference school where they sort of don't answer anything straight? That's why we love Rhino.
Correct.
He'll just tell you straight up. He's not trying to hide anything, just very honest.
Could chat to him all day.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.